What's good? What's good? We're back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. So I'm going to react to a video of Anthony Brian Logan, ABL, reacting to this interviewer asking Nicki Minaj about unity amongst black people. Let's get into it.
Do you think we will ever have real, true, with all the black powerhouses like yourself that we have, we will ever true have real unity amongst our people?
How's everybody doing? My name is Anthony Brian Logan, and today we got to talk about a very interesting interview featuring Nicki Minaj. Now, before we get into the interview, which was really good on her part, really good answer, before I get to that, I'm not going to say I'm a Nicki Minaj fan. I'm not a Barb. Ain't that what they say? I'm not a Barbie. I'm not part of the Barbie clique. I don't know a lot about Nicki Minaj's music. I know a little bit. I'm not living under a rock, but I'm not going to just recite words and of songs for you. All that I do know is that this particular answer was good because I hear this question quite a bit. And when I hear the question, I'm like, it can't really be said with any kind of level of sincerity because there's certain people who are black that are kind of persona non grata within the community, within the black community. And there's not a real good reason why. I ain't talking about guys that get locked up and do despicable things like a Puff Daddy or whatever. You know what? I'm going to just give you this and then we're going to get to the question and answer.
Before he gets into that, I'm not a Nicki Minaj fanatic. Do I like Nicki Minaj? Yes. She's been the most successful female rapper of all time. I don't like all her music, but she has some songs that are really good. When she wants to spit bars, she can spit bars. But I'm not a Barb either. But let's get into it.
Yes, sir. Now, Puff Daddy was allowed to survive for 30 years in the music industry, although rumors about him had been swirling since he came into the industry in the early 90s. Now, if you are a black Trump supporter or you just perform at Trump's inauguration, I think, who was that? Chrisette Michelle, one of these girls? You perform at the inauguration and that's enough to get you canceled immediately. Immediately. All that blackity black stuff goes out of the window magically. But before I go any further, let's get to the actual clip. This is from a DTLR interview. DTLR, this is a shoe store. I think they got a radio show. Really random for this kind of question to be asked, but I will link to it in the box if you want to see it in full without my commentary. But without further ado, let's go ahead and roll it.
Do you think we will ever have real, true, with all the black powerhouses like yourself that we have, we will ever true have real unity amongst our people?
Who are our people? Do we have...
Well, great question. Who are our people? That is a $1 million question.
Yeah, I like that question so far because, like, don't assume that all white people are my people. I got one white friend. So if you're assuming just because somebody's that white that they're my people, hey, throw that out the window right now, man. That doesn't apply. They ain't my people. If they don't ride with me, you know, they're not my people.
Our people, what, the same skin color? What are we talking about? I don't think that everybody that may look similar to me or maybe considered quote-unquote black is my people. I don't really think that. And I don't think that most people think that if they're going to be totally 100% honest.
Who are our people? Do we have unity amongst human beings? Like, if it's 8 billion people in the world, imagine thinking every all 8 billion.
Yo, before she finished, he's bobbing his head like, yeah, yeah. But that ain't what he wanted to hear. That's exactly what he did not want to hear. So he right now, he's kissing ass, trying to agree, but he really don't. Because why would you ask that question?
People gonna get along with each other. That's like, true. Whether you're the same color, whether you're the same race, sex, whatever, like religion. Ain't nobody gonna always get along with everybody. When you come to work, I used to be a waitress, okay?
Okay.
nobody, it was a bunch of people not getting along in there. I mean, no matter where you go, you're going to be at odds with people. I think the point, though, is when you get to a place where nothing around you affects what's inside of you. Like, you have to get to a place where you are so self-aware, but humble, and also realizing that you can't change everything. You can't change everyone. The only thing you can do is wake up every day and try to, like, do what you have to do. I'm going to rock with the people who I want to rock with. And everybody else should do the same thing. Nobody's entitled to rock with you. Nobody's entitled to like you.
Before he goes, what I say? My only people is the people that ride with me, that rock with me, that I rock with, that I ride with. And this answer made me really like Nicki Minaj even more. It's the most common sense answer you could give. Are all people on this planet, are we unified? Are all white people unified? Are all Hispanics unified? Are all Christians unified? Are all Muslims unified? Are all people from South America unified? Are all Mexicans unified? Are all Asians unified? No. No, like people try to shoot for these unrealistic expectations in life. There's too many people with too many different trains of thought processes. Nobody's always going to agree. When people disagree, that puts you at odds, that can cause division, that could tear away any unity you thought was going to be there, man. Like, people need to stop with these unrealistic expectations of life or society in general.
Very, very, very well said. Yep. Hey, look, if we're on the same page, if we are after the same thing, I like you, you like me, we get along. Hey, it doesn't matter where you're from, your color, so what? It doesn't matter. And to add on to that, it's which is what she was saying, you shouldn't feel entitled to have someone support you, and you shouldn't feel obligated to support someone else because of their skin color, vice versa. It shouldn't be like that, okay? It shouldn't be all this random race loyalty attached to anything. So, yeah, what she said was right on point. Now, the guy, for some reason, decided to try and say, oh, she dodged the question. She really didn't answer it. And then Nicki Minaj went to her Twitter and said, look, all I was trying to dodge is your breath because you got all types of hot chips and chicken wings and french fries in there. Okay. She did not dodge the question. She answered it very well.
Let me stop right there. What I say, he was only nodding his head to try to appease to her, act like he agreed with her when he really didn't. He was really upset at her answer. He expected her to say what he wanted her to say, and it don't work that way, man. It don't work that way. He expected her to pander to his question and say, yes, one day we'll all be unified, which is really unrealistic. All white people ain't unified. All Hispanics, all Asians, they're not unified. Is all the hip-hop unified? Nope. Nope. A lot of division. A lot of beef in hip-hop. A lot of dislike. I mean, these people are so delusional.
Who are our people? Because, let me say this. Let's go to Kamala Harris right quick. Many are saying we should vote for Kamala Harris because she's black. Allegedly. I don't think she's black, but let's just say, for the sake of this particular scenario, let's just say she is black, right? Just like you could say that I'm white in this scenario, although I'm not. We're saying that she's black, although she's not. People are saying she's black and I'm black, therefore I'm going to vote for her. Is that how it works? What if it was Candace Owens?
He's right. They wouldn't be saying that. And let me throw this out there. I've never voted for a politician because they were white. But I did vote for somebody because they were black, and that didn't work. I was bamboozled out of my vote, and along with everybody else that voted for Barack Obama. I heard enough. Shouts out to Nicki Minaj. Common sense answer, realistic answer, and, you know, the interviewer, man, like, dude, you like really two-faced. You sitting there nodding your head, agreeing with her, and then you say she dodged the question because you didn't get the answer that you wanted to hear. I mean, come on, man. Kick rocks. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast. Peace, and I'm out.